For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on this Thursday morning on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Hope you're doing great today. Getting right to the teaching to continue. Remembering what you need to remember. Remembering the right things, not just the bummers. And if you've missed any of these, please go to the website, click the radio menu button, and you will hear everything in sequence. In fact, you know, I had another young girl, young generation, next generation, thank you for writing to me. That's what I love to do. The Titus, book of Titus, talks about the older generation reaching to the younger generation, and I thank you for that. But this one precious girl wrote me just recently, and I said, look, go to the radio menu page. You will see every topic, every title, and you'll be able to, after 5 days, have an entire message, really, because I just continue. They're 4 minutes a day, but if you listen to every day, you'll feel the continuity of a whole message. So I want to encourage you to do that if you've ever missed a show, and keep going to the website to register for the Christmas luncheon December 13th, November's Partner Month. Please join us. We need your help. And then January 17th, going to be in Metairie at the Sheraton Hotel, number 4 Galleria Boulevard, with a New Year's word for you. Keeping a thankful heart, I said at the end of yesterday's broadcast, will help you to remember the good and not just the bummers. You know, come on. Do you remember when he did a miracle? Do you remember when you got that breakthrough? Do you remember when someone said to you, I have a word for you? Do you remember when someone invited you to a luncheon? Do you remember when you got born again? Do you remember when you got baptized in the Holy Ghost? Do you remember when you started going over, wow, if that hadn't happened, then this, and then thank you, God, and come on. You remember the goodness of God, not just the bummer that's happening in your life. And I was saying how, look at the children of Israel. Oh, we remember the leeks and the garlic and the onion. Yeah, well, how convenient that you forgot you were also having your backs whipped on by cruel taskmasters. And you conveniently have forgotten that you have a God who's trying to deliver you. You see what I'm saying? Joshua 4:7, as we opened on Monday, these stones are to be a memorial to the children of Israel forever. While you're petitioning God, you get on the right side of that paper and you say, but I want to thank you for this. I won't forget this, God. See, Deuteronomy 8, beware you don't forget the Lord your God. Just really some important things. You know, God keeps a book of remembrance. Malachi 3:16. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another. Watch this. And the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance, there's our key word, remembering, was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate or esteem on his name. Man, remember the good things, my friend, especially during these holidays. I know how things can pull on people sometimes in a bummer way, but you know what? Climb higher. Come on. Climb higher. Get into the kingdom realm. Remember the goodness of God. More tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Downey. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.